This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Native, nativedeodorant.com. Go paraben-free, aluminum-free with great natural products. That is nativedeodorant.com. Coming up on episode number 1286, a couple things going on today's show. First, we've got some tribute music. We lost John Warren Giles Jr., better known as Jay Giles, guitarist and leader, founder of the Jay Giles Band. We're going to listen to some Jay Giles Band classics and some covers that they've done. We're also going to listen to some indie hodgepodge because there's been some great music coming in that needs to go out into your ears. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. My name is Brandon. Welcome to another Indie Hodgepodge and Tribute edition of Coverville. Later on the show, we're going to listen to some great new music from folks like Halocene, Lucy Dacus, and a great ukulele band called Unique, which has a very unique spelling. We'll listen to those guys later on in the show. Before we get to that, though, and before we get to a tribute to Jay Giles, it's time for me to do what I like to do here on the show, and that's thank patrons. Listen, you guys give some great support to Coverville. I'm going to give some great acknowledgement back because you're awesome. Big thanks going out to folks like Neil L. Wood, Tim D., Russell Beeman, Thomas Bro, James Wise, Stephen Games or Gams, Nicholas Anderson, Josh Selmeyer, Albator or Eric Andrew Nadeau, Joshua Hall, and Jeffrey Bryan. Big thanks to all of you for your support of the show. Listen, if you want to support Coverville like those guys do, here's what you do. You go to patreon.com/Coverville. That's patreon.com/Coverville. And support the show. Lots of great stuff coming your way. Bonus episodes of the show. And even hints as to the Guess the Connection that I do every week on Fridays. So you can win a prize that way. Lots of great stuff. Patreon.com/Coverville. All right. So as I mentioned, we lost Jay Giles this last week. Age 71, big Boston band, the Jay Giles Band, fronted by Peter Wolfe. But you had Jay Giles, you had Seth Justman, you had Magic Dick and his Licking Stick, the harmonica player for the band. Such a great group. And we got to start off with probably the best known song by the band, covered by the Clumsy Lovers on their 2002 album titled Under the Covers. It's got to be one, right? Here are the Clumsy Lovers, their cover of Centerfold.
Centerfold.
Well, someone to get up in the mud.
The Jay Giles Band right there featuring Magic Dick on harmonica. That is Where Did Our Love Go, a live version that you can find on the Best of Jay Giles Band album. Great stuff. Good place to start, too, if you don't have any Jay Giles, because, of course, you're going to get all the classics. Freeze Frame, Angel in Blue, Centerfold, Rage in the Cage, Love Stinks, all that great stuff. Terrific band, Jay Giles Band. That song came out in 1979. Less Than Jake right before that with a cover of Freeze Frame, that one from their Goodbye Blue and White album from 2008. Jay Giles again with Looking for a Love. That's a song that the Valentinos originally did, but boy, Squeeze also did a great cover of that with Paul Carrack on leading vocals. Really good stuff. Jay Giles included a cover of that on their 1971 debut, The Morning After. And the Clumsy Lovers at the top of that set, Centerfold, that one from their 2002 album, Under the Covers, a hastily titled album title. No, I'm kidding. Big thanks to the Clumsy Lovers for sending that over. Look, you can name your cover album anything you want. And as a matter of fact, if it's called Under the Covers, it's probably going to be a lot easier for me to find. That's Clumsy Lovers and Centerfold. We're going to get to some covers, some indie hodgepodge covers here in just a second. Before we do that, though, it's time to do a little housekeeping here with a little bit of talk about Native and their great deodorant products. I've been using these their deodorant now for about a month. I'm using the vanilla and coconut, which is fantastic. Listen, I come out of the shower, I put that stuff on, and I smell like a freshly baked muffin. It's awesome. It really does smell good, and I feel better knowing that I'm using natural products on my body, stuff that doesn't have aluminum, stuff that doesn't have parabens, but using things like coconut oil, shea butter, moisturizer, an emollient, and tapioca starch. Who doesn't love a good tapioca starch? These guys are, they never test on animals. They formulate their products without using aluminums, parabens, and talc. And they offer free shipping and returns. And there's just something great about feeling fresh and clean and not putting any toxic materials on your body, right? Anyway, let's talk about what they're doing for you. Listen, I want you to try them out. They want you to try them out. They're going to give you 20% off of your first purchase. Here's what you need to do. Go to nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code Coverville. That's right. Nativedeodorant.com, promo code Coverville, COVERVILLE during checkout. And what's going to happen is you're going to get 20% off your first purchase of Native deodorant. It's great stuff. Absolutely recommend it. And listen, if you were here in the studio with me right now, you'd say, boy, Brian, you smell like a fresh baked muffin. That is nativedeodorant.com. Big thanks to Native for supporting the podcast. Let's get to some indie hodgepodge. This is something that came out last month, brand new, and a great project and a really, really cool lineup. Listen, anytime you've got a bunch of actors from the UK performing covers on an album, and you've got two doctors, not one, but two doctors, Neil Tennant and Jodie Whittaker, performing, boy, you've got some great covers going on. Not playing either of those, not playing a doctor cover. I'm going to play a cover by a queen, Olivia Colman, who is the queen in the new season of The Crown on Netflix. She recorded this cover of Portishead's Glory Box. It's fantastic. The album is called BBC Children in Need. Got it covered. It's a great, great tribute, a great charity project. So make sure you go pick up this album. Here is Olivia Colman and her cover of Glory Box.
Playing with this bow and arrow, gonna give my heart away, leave it to the other girls to play. For I've been a temptress too long. Just give me a reason to love you. ashamed. We're all looking at a different picture through this new frame of mind. A thousand flowers could bloom. Move over and give us some room. Give me a reason to love you. Give me a reason to be a woman. I just wanna be a woman.
I get up and nothing gets me down. You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You gotta roll with the punches to get to what's real. What can you see me standing here? I got my back against a record machine. I ain't the worst that you see. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump. Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump. Might as well jump. Hey, who said that? Oh, hey, how you been? You say you don't know, you don't know until you begin. What can you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you see. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump. Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump. Go ahead and jump.
spit on me in my own hand. Oh, you sent me pictures of my boy. Got my pills against mosquito bed. My buddy's breathing is dying.
Brand new music from the band Triggers and Slips from their album The Stranger. That's their cover of Rooster by Alice in Chains. Great version right there. Throws a little bit of a country twang into it, but not so much that it feels like a country album. I really, really like that. Triggers and Slips and their cover of Rooster. Before that, Unique, but it's not spelled with a Q. It's spelled with a K because they're a ukulele band. Unique. UNIKUE, self-titled album that came out in 2017, cover there of Kid Charlemagne, originally by Steely Dan, cover there by Unique. Ah, the cat has decided to join me, decided to grace us with her presence. All right, well, stay put, cat. Before Unique, oh, by the way, the only place that I've been able to find that album is on Sweetwater.com. Usually this place, and they sell great recording equipment, software, and hardware and stuff. Whoa, cat, knock it off. Get down. Sell great hardware and stuff for your recording equipment and musical instruments. They also have some digital music for download, and that Unique album is one of those things. So go check it out. Unique over there at Sweetwater. Before that, the song Jump, that's by Michael and the Rockness Monsters. Loving that album title. Seeing Life in 2020. I'm sorry, loving the band name. Seeing Life in 2020 is the album. Here's the concept. They went through and covered a song from every decade, all the way from 1920 to 2020, and do some amazing covers. Things like Chewing Gum, Move Your Feet, that Junior Senior song, Jump by Van Halen, which is the song that you heard right there. Van Halen's Jump, covered there by Michael and the Rockness Monsters. If Paradise is Half as Nice, covered there by the Debutantes. This album is not coming out till next summer. It's called Symphonic Pop, and it's not coming out till summer 2020, but this is an advance that you guys get to hear right here on Coverville. It even features the original performer of the song, Andy Fairweather Lowe, on vocals with them, and they've got such a cool 60s girl group vibe to them. Their whole album has it, and they're just awesome. If you like stuff like Z Berg's band The Like, or even to some degree Amy Winehouse and Duffy and bands like that, then you're probably really going to like that a lot. If Paradise is Half as Nice by the Debutantes from their upcoming album, Symphonic Pop. We start off with Olivia Colman, yes, the Queen on the Crown on Netflix, covering Portishead's Glory Box, that one for BBC Children in Need, got it covered. Brand new album, brand new charity album put out by the BBC to, well, help children in need, obviously, and give some amazing talents in the acting world the opportunity to sing as well and do some great covers. Let's move on to our last set of music here. Some more indie for you. This one comes with a little bit of a story. Halocene is the name of the band you're about to hear. Now, they released this cover of Bad Guy earlier this year, and they've been doing some great covers, reimaginings of song, adding kind of a hard edge, maybe a little bit of a Quiet Drive or an Evanescence kind of feel to it. They did this cover of the Billie Eilish song Bad Guy, and the masked singer Australia, someone on the staff heard it, liked it, and they used it for the Masked Singer. However, they didn't use or give Halocene any credit. They used their arrangement, they used everything else about the song, but no mention of Halocene, which is a horrible thing that's been going on over recent years. Glee has come under fire for using that version of Sir Mix-a-Lot's, what was it? It's like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie. What the heck is that song called? Anyway, yeah, a lot of stuff that has been coming out like that and being not attributed to the cover artist that originally did it. Here's a great example of it, but you're going to love this song right here. Here's Halocene with the version. Thank you, Baby Got Back. Why was that just blanking out of my mind? Oh, shucks. Bad Guy Halocene from the single released earlier this year. Here they are.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal.
Bruises on both my knees for you. Don't say thank you, oh please. I do what I want when I want. Into my soul, so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really. I like it when you take control, even if you know that you don't own me. I let you play the role, I'll be your animal. My mommy likes to sing along with me, but she won't sing a song. If she reads off the lyrics, she'll pity the men I know. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always a fuck guy. I'm the bad side, make your mama sad side. Make your girlfriend mad side, my sister's your dad side. I'm the bad.
Feeling the same way, I ain't nothing. I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire, you can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Carbon monoxide with no alarms. history has turned a page, uh-huh. Mini skirts, the current thing, uh-huh. Teeny Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on.
Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra with a cover of The Sidewinder and The Beat Goes On, featuring Inara George on vocals. She is half of The Bird and the Bee, and just an amazing voice, and also the namesake for one of our cats. The brand new album from Jeff Goldblum is called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This. It's awesome. It's really, really good. Miley Cyrus is on there. There's a bunch of great singers and musicians on there, and Jeff even takes the vocal reins a little bit. Originally done by, well, The Sidewinder, originally done by Lee Morgan. Of course, The Beat Goes On, originally done by Sonny and Cher. Great cover there from Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. Before that, No Surprises, originally by Radiohead, covered on the brand new album from Emily Muir called Sad Songs and Waltzes. Lucy Dacus from her brand new album as well, which is called 2019. Guess what year came out? 2019. Covering Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark. And Halocene at the top of that set with their cover of Bad Guy, a single that they released earlier this year and had it stolen and used without credit, tisk tisk, by the Masked Singer Australia. Hey, go do them a favor. Go buy their single, the Halocene version. Go buy their single from iTunes or Amazon and show them that you heard it here on Coverville. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, look, if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/Coverville. Become a Coverville patron and get lots of cool stuff. Hey, you can also email me, requests@coverville.com. Call the request line. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Or visit coverville.com for all your cover song needs. Show notes, past episodes, everything you could possibly want right there in one place, coverville.com. Guess what? We are on the cusp of Thanksgiving. A couple things going on to tell you about. Thanksgiving, of course, the day before, that Wednesday, the 27th, as always, the Beatles Thanksgiving cover show is going to be here on the show. So look for that. Also, probably a celebration of the Beatles album Beatles for Sale, because that is having its anniversary. So, of course, covers of songs from that album. By the way, Beatles actually covered a lot of songs themselves on that album, so we'll talk about that next week. Friday, which is Black Friday, usually, the 29th, usually is the cover-thon. This year I'm moving the cover-thon to Alzheimer's Day, which is going to be in 2020, right around June. Oh, I got to look up the date, but there's Alzheimer's Day, which is going to be the best day for doing the cover-thon, but we're still going to be doing a charity event. Make sure you go to twitch.tv during the morning on Black Friday. We're going to be raising money for Heart Crate. It is a charity that gets toys and other necessities to kids who are pulled out of bad, abusive situations, neglect situations. Scott Johnson and I, my co-host on the morning stream, we're going to be doing a video game stream at twitch.tv/coverville or frogpants.com/TMS. There's a lot of places you can go and check it out and help support the cause and maybe play some games with us. So that's going to be going on a week from Friday. This coming Friday, of course, there'll be a Guess the Connection, so stick around for that in a couple days. So much stuff going on. It's that time of year, right? And then we start the countdown to Christmas and the Coverville countdown, where we play some of the best cover songs of 2019. Just really all ready to say 2020. Aren't we ready to say that? I am. That's going to do it. We'll see you next time. As always, this is Brian Abbott saying thanks for tuning in, and that just about covers it for tonight. See you next time. Bye-bye. Ooh, really quick, Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where your podcast so good, you'll be a bad guy if you don't listen.
The show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.